This episode brought to you by Origins, technology for today's lenders. Before we get started, a quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible. Now on to the show.
Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome back to our continued coverage of the 2023 CUNA GAC here in Washington, D.C. And in the studio lounge, we have CUNA's very own Alexander Monterrubio. I always got to roll the R's when I talk to you.
You do. You're the only one who does, and I love it.
Okay, cool.
I don't even do it.
It's fun. Come on. And it's proper Spanish, isn't it?
It is, absolutely.
Yeah, when you got the two R's together, you got to roll those R's. Anyway, so how's the conference going for you, Alexander?
It's going excellent. Yeah? It's been great to have, you know, all these credit unions in town. We've already started to meet with members of Congress and hear from regulators. It's been a lot of fun.
Good. Uh-huh. Anything stand out for you so far, or besides meeting with all the regulators?
During the subcommittee meetings, we had some great chats with NCUA and CFPB, and those are just always really productive.
Yeah, I bet.
I really enjoy it.
Another room I'd like to be a fly on the wall. Oh my gosh, you guys are... Got some good stories to tell, I'm sure. Hey, let's talk about CFPB's rulemaking agenda.
Sure.
That's one of the things on our agenda to talk about. So share with us. What's the latest
you know,
here?
As many can expect, the Bureau is being very aggressive, especially as it relates to fees. They have three rulemakings on the agenda for fees, including credit card late fees, overdraft, NSF. They're really taking a holistic look at what we've been seen as described as junk fees, but really is part of an overall government initiative to take a look at costs across the board. So this was the FTC, CFPB, they're all working kind of in unison on these types of initiatives.
Got it. And so let's talk about their rules on fees. So you just mentioned that, because that seems to be quite a trend. A trend seems to kind of minimize it, but... Yeah. But it's a big trend right now. People are knocking out those fees now,
Absolutely. Right? And I mean, when it comes out of the mouth of the president during his State of the Union, you can clearly...
Well, he said junk fees, right?
Exactly. So, and that's part of the problem here, is that the government has tended to link, you know, things like resort fees and your Ticketmaster fees and things like that to fees and consumer financial services, which are heavily regulated, they're disclosed, they're avoidable. Mm-hmm. And so part of our job here at CUNA has been to try to untangle that messaging a little bit. We saw Jim do a really great statement after the State of the Union, kind of clarifying that issue.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yep, mm-hmm. I read that. So kudos to you guys for doing that, because I was like, junk fees? What?
It's part of a messaging
initiative. I was taken aback a little bit,
Clarify for the record.
Because those are there for, as we all know, being in this industry, they're there for a reason.
Absolutely.
So not just to, hey, let's make some more money type of thing.
There are real costs. It's intended to change behaviors, you know, making sure people pay bills on time, things like that.
Yep.
So they're important.
Yeah, no doubt. What else is on your, because I know you're a busy guy here. You're running around, you're getting your steps in. Let's put it that way.
Yeah.
So what else are you hearing in the hallways here, and what other activities are you doing?
So a lot of excitement around the CFPB. In fact, I think we're about 20 minutes away from Director Chopra doing a fireside chat with Jim Nussel. He's going to ask him about the fee initiative, ask him about the Supreme Court deciding to take up the CFPB constitutionality. That's breaking news from this morning.
Mm-hmm.
So I believe it'll be Director Chopra's first kind of remarks on record since that came out this morning.
Wow.
So it'll be interesting to hear from him what he has to say.
That's going to be standing room only in that room for sure.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So a lot of exciting things coming on, and obviously we're going to be hearing from NCUA, Todd Harper, Board Member Hood, and so on. So really exciting times here on the regulatory side.
Yeah, it's good to get back to, I mean, we got back last year, but it was kind of, we're kind of back.
Yeah.
This year, we're full on back.
This
right?
feels like, you know, transporting ourselves to pre-pandemic and like everyone's here and energized and it's a lot of fun.
Yep. Mm-hmm. So what do you see on the horizon here as far as, I mean, moving, talking about getting back, you know? So what do you see on the horizon going forward here?
So from our regulators, we expect them to be very aggressive, you know, during times where there's divided government. We now have, you know, parties controlling different branches of government. We tend to see presidents lean more on the regulatory state, whether that's CFPB, NCUA, or otherwise, to implement, you know, their policy agenda.
Mm-hmm.
So
that's
why we see fees, you know, coming out of the mouth of the president, and then you have the Bureau kind of issuing rulemakings or so on.
Yeah.
So we are expecting a lot out of the regulators.
Yeah.
So they'll keep us on our toes.
Yeah, no doubt. Yeah, I call this year the year of regulation, because obviously cryptocurrency and digital assets got a little out of hand a few months ago.
And that's another big initiative that a lot of regulators are looking at least the ones that have kind of some jurisdiction over the issue, mm-hmm. is crypto regulations. You know, FHFA is doing a comprehensive review of the Federal Home Loan Bank System.
Really?
You know, we have a lot of projects going on right now.
Wow.
That we need to respond to.
Yeah, exactly. So what are you hearing here in the hallways? What's the buzz here on the hallways as far as regulation, compliance, all that good stuff?
I think it's just, like you said, I think it's just a lot of excitement, a lot of concern about some of the work that the Bureau is doing on fees, kind of wanting to know where they're going to go with overdraft and NSF. Mm-hmm. But I think just a lot of energy and a lot of kind of telling the credit union story. You know, part of what we talk about when we talk about fees is how they're, you know, it may seem easy or simple to just cut fees, but there's a cost to that, whether it's either, you know, limiting access to credit or making credit more expensive through higher interest rates or whatever it's ultimately going to be, you know, making sure that the regulators understand those consumer impacts and how those impact our ability to serve our members is really important. And I think that there's a lot of great stories being told here at GAC this year.
And there's a number of credit unions that have eliminated those fees that we're talking about, but not every credit union can do that. And so it's a very individualistic type of thing that credit unions have to address, right?
And that's part of the story, is that, you know, there really isn't a need for oppressive government interaction in this area. The market is already responding based off of consumer preferences. Mm-hmm. We've seen reductions in fees. We've seen credit unions and banks and so on completely eliminate overdraft programs, or, you know, decide to reduce them to a dollar or things, you know, like that. So there's already a response happening. There doesn't need to be more regulation kind of pushing credit unions out of certain markets.
Yeah, no doubt. Well said. Gosh, Alexander, what else can we talk about?
Well,
anything else on your plate that you want to share with us?
You know, nothing really big. I feel like my plate is full of CFPB right now.
Okay, I get you.
But no, we have a lot of exciting things going on. I think you're right with bringing up crypto. That's kind of this market that, you know, got a lot of focus in 2022. Now we're going to start to see a lot of policies being made in 2023. Mm-hmm. But it's really exciting times right here in D.C.
No doubt. Mm-hmm. No doubt. And I'm biting my lip to talk about ChatGPT, but I don't even want to go there.
I was thinking of trying to have it write a couple of my comment letters.
There
but
you
I don't
go.
Know if that was going to work out.
There you go. Oh my gosh. Yeah. That's a whole other show altogether. Yeah. Goodness gracious. All right, Alexander, thank you again for your time as always, and
absolutely.
Your hard work at Cuno. Always appreciated. And oh yeah, by the way, this guy just got promoted.
I did.
So congratulations on that
you.
As well. So good
Thank
job.
Thank you very much. I'll be overseeing our whole regulatory team. Still doing a little bit of consumer protection work, but I'm excited. We have a great team together, and hopefully we'll do some good for credit unions.
Yeah, well, we'll be watching for sure.
Great.
All right, Alexander, thank you so much, sir.
Thank you very much.
Be well. Mike. Keep up the good work, all righty?
Take care.
There is Alex.
This episode brought to you by Origins, technology for today's lenders. A quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible.